Question from Sandipani Munidas. Subject: Nitya Siddha, Sadhana Siddha. How do we really make a distinction between Nitya Siddha and Sadhana Siddha jivas? Despite them being two different by definition, obviously, their pastimes on the earth, their qualities and potency, is there any difference? Are those things the same? Could you say those who are sadhana siddhas do not exercise, stroke, expose as much spiritual potency as nitya siddha jivas, or that sadhana siddhas do not have as much extent of spiritual influence? Generally, Prabhupada has said the previous acharyas, Bhaktisiddhanta, Bhaktivinoda, are nitya siddha. Therefore, is it correct to deduce only those who are acharyas are nitya and everyone else is sadhana siddha? Sometimes with an acharya we know is nitya siddha, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, for example. It may appear he was formerly materialistic, then by sadhana became siddha. Prabhupada has stated otherwise, so we accept that as the truth. Therefore, it is difficult to distinguish between the two, as even if they are actually sadhana siddha, they have pastimes appearing as if they were worldly. The question is, how do we make a distinction between nitya siddha and sadhana siddha? But we are warned not to make a distinction, because siddha is siddha. If you say, well, this is a devotee and now he's perfect, but formerly he was not, so his devotion is somehow impaired or marred by that, then that is an offensive way of thinking. How do we distinguish nitya siddha and sadhana siddha? First of all, once you come to the platform of nitya siddha, it's the same. Once you come to the platform of siddha, it's the same. And actually, although we use these terms, actually, everyone in one sense is nitya siddha. Nitya siddha, Krishna, prema, shadha, kabunoi, shravanadi, shuddha, chitta, kariyayodoi. The difference between a nitya siddha devotee, or a siddha devotee, and one who's even a conditioned soul who's not a devotee at all, is that the condition of siddhi, of being perfect, of the conditioned soul is simply covered. Otherwise, jivesuru poi Krishna nitya das. Everyone is eternally part and parcel of Krishna. So, it's a question of one has been in such and such a position and one hasn't. But when you're siddha, that means you're fully absorbed in love of Krishna. So what difference does it make whether you're nitya siddha or sadhana siddha? So they have the same spiritual potency. They're considered equally by Krishna. Is it correct to deduce that only those who are acharyas are nitya? Well, generally we don't start to think, well, the acharyas, they're just ordinary people who became perfect. They may appear to be like that for the sake of showing us the path of perfection, but we should always think that the acharyas, they are completely perfect. We shouldn't think that they have some fault in them or anything lacking in them. Regarding Bhaktivinoda Thakur formerly appearing materialistic, I gave a lecture on this. Is Bhaktivinoda Thakur, did he meet? That was the title of the lecture. Did Bhaktivinoda Thakur meet or something like that? Anyway, if you write to Vrindavan Chandra, he can tell you how to find it on the internet. I gave a lecture on this, discussing exactly this point, that certain of our acharyas may appear at some point to have been materialistic. How should we view that? So, whole lecture on that point. The essence of it is that they never were materialistic. It's wrong to think that they were.